Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
An Erio's original.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into some of our favorite unsolved mysteries. Each week, we will introduce our topic, lay out our research and findings, reveal some conspiracy theories, and conclude with our own hypothesis. Who knows, we might even solve the case. I'm Allie Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Stetton.
Per the huge, Web Crawlers has a Patreon to get access to rewards, bonus episodes, hot vids, shout-outs, and merchandise discounts, which are so important for the holidays.
Very important.
Because we're about to release so much amazing merchandise. You can go to patreon.com/webcrawlers, and you can donate as little as $2 a month to get all this access to cool stuff that we do.
Yeah, to be a hot bitch patron.
Hot bitch patron. For merch, go to webcrawlerspod.com or
hothorse.horse.
If you're nasty. And even bigger news, we have a Cameo.
Yay.
People have been asking us just personal questions, which we're more, we love to answer.
We love talking about ourselves. That's why we have a podcast.
It's incredible. And you can also ask for shout outs, birthday messages, holiday greetings.
Holiday greetings from the Web Crawlers.
We'll probably do a little discount.
Yeah,
for the holidays.
Yeah.
So you can look up Web Crawlers Pod on Cameo. Additionally, Melissa, why don't you tell everyone about our second podcast?
Well, we love the show 90 Day Fiancé.
Sure do.
It's the greatest reality show in the history of television. Mm-hmm. So Allie, myself, and Rachel Fisher from Hollywood Crime Scene started doing recaps about the show, and it's fantastic. It's called 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party.
Yeah, so listen to that on iTunes, rate, subscribe, or Spotify.
Yeah.
Our weird thing of the week for all you political heads out there.
Political heads.
I don't know if you guys watched the debates, but Melissa and I were.
We did. Did you, Maria?
I didn't. I didn't even know they were happening.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Way to be informed.
Classic millennial.
I watched the one before it. But no one told me it was on.
Okay.
Well, you're supposed to inform yourself.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders looking hot as hell.
Yeah, I got a text from Allie that was like, does anyone else think Bernie is hot?
He was looking fine as hell.
And I was like, yeah.
So we did some research. Bernie got Botox.
Did he for real get Botox?
Yeah, Burntox.
His forehead is so smooth.
Smooth as hell.
He looked refreshed.
Yes.
And possibly, I think, maybe he got a facelift.
So this is our weird thing of the week, our conspiracy theory.
Because he did have a heart attack.
Yes.
Was it a heart attack or was it just like a hospital?
I think
it might have been a heart attack.
I think it might have been a heart attack.
So I'm thinking, uh-oh, people are like, oh right, yeah, he's old. Like, we're afraid to vote for him now.
Yeah. I think he was just getting some plastic surgery.
Maybe he was
I think he went under the knife.
He was getting, was it nasal surgery? He was getting
his deviated septum surgery.
I think he got a facelift, Botox, and his hair looked shinier.
His hair looked nice.
And great. So I think maybe.
I think like his people were like, Bernie, you gotta do something to make yourself look a little younger. Yes. Like, you know, you're full of energy. And
so maybe it was like let's say you had a heart attack. People will think that you're old as hell, can't come back from it. And then you come back
and you look great,
better than ever, looking fine as hell.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Anyway,
could it just be lighting?
Maria,
you know,
why are we even here?
Why, Maria?
I'm just asking.
This is Web Crawlers, Maria.
I know we have to ask.
That's true. We need a devil's advocate.
Could have been lighting, but compared to the last debate, what did they change the lighting? I don't know.
Maria puts the devil in devil's advocate.
Oh, no.
So should we get into our main story?
Yes.
Also, if you have any conspiracy theories about Bernie's gorgeous face.
Are you his plastic surgeon?
Are you Bernie's plastic surgeon?
Let us
know. Email us, tweet at us, let us know.
So this week we're going to be talking about two different female serial killers, the Lady Bluebeards.
Let's get into it.
Belle Gunness, the Lady Bluebeard, the mistress of Murder Farm.
She suffered from a head injury resulting in headaches, depression, and blackouts.
Dismembering them, cutting off their heads, their arms, their legs.
Nanny Doss, otherwise known as the Giggling Grandma.
Poisoned them with arsenic and strychnine.
Vomiting, nausea within 30 minutes or an hour of having ingested the particular poison.
Triflers need not apply.
Norwegian-born Belle Gunness, also known as the Lady Bluebeard or Hell's Belle.
Great nickname.
So good. Who is reported to have murdered more than 40 people between 1884 and 1908 before disappearing without a trace.
Ooh.
So who was Belle Gunness? Belle Gunness was born Bernhild Paulsdatter Streth. I can see why she changed her name.
Yeah.
That's crazy. On November 22nd, 1859, in Selbu, Norway, youngest of eight children. She immigrated to the U.S. in 1881 when she was 22 years old. I read that she was physically a very strong woman, standing 5'9" tall.
I thought she was 6 foot tall.
Really?
Let's go
with 6 feet. I like that for her.
Yeah, 6 feet tall.
And weighing over 200 pounds.
Wow.
I wrote last night when I was in a hysteria, we stan a hefty, murderous queen.
We do.
We do. She settled in Chicago, got married to Mads Sorensen, and had a candy store. But their candy store and home mysteriously burned down.
Interesting.
They claimed insurance money for both. It's also believed Belle and her husband had four children together. Two of them died as infants, supposedly of acute colitis. But their symptoms are very similar to what would happen if you're poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
They collected insurance money for them also. Soon after, her husband, Sorensen, died of quote-unquote heart failure. On the same day, two of his life insurance policies overlapped.
Well, that's convenient.
How convenient. His family demanded an investigation, but no charges were filed. She was awarded $8,500 in insurance claims, which by today's standards is approximately $300,000.
Damn.
Damn.
So here's her origin story. How did she get so murderous? Well, there's one unverified evil villain origin story. This one is, it's uncommon, it's unverified. It says that when she was about 18 years old, she was pregnant and attended a country dance.
Hmm.
While there, she was attacked by a man who kicked her in the abdomen, causing her to miscarry.
Oof.
The man came from a rich family and was never prosecuted by the Norwegian authorities. Afterward, the locals said that Brynhild's personality drastically changed. It's from Legends of America.
Yeah, so that's maybe where she started going crazy.
So maybe she was like psychologically damaged.
Yeah, or just angry or just the trauma. Who knows?
Yeah, that really put her over the edge. So after her first insurance scam, things only got worse from there. So with all the multiple insurance policy payouts, she bought a farm. It was in LaPorte, Indiana. She quickly got remarried to Peter Gunness, and within 1 week of the wedding, his seven-month-old daughter died unexpectedly.
Ooh.
8 months later, Peter died.
Huh.
She claimed that he'd been burned from scalding water and had been hit on the head by a heavy meat grinder that fell off a shelf. You know, the old meat grinder falling off the shelf.
Girl,
injury.
That doesn't just happen.
It happens all the time to me.
Yeah.
She got another insurance payout from his death.
Oof.
So she was alone at this time. And then in 1905, she started to place ads in the paper to find wealthy men.
Like Craigslist personals.
Yeah. One of the ads says, quote, "Comely widow who owns a large farm in one of the finest districts in LaPorte County, Indiana, desires to make the acquaintance of a gentleman equally well provided." That means rich as hell.
Yeah.
"With view of joining fortunes, no replies by letter considered unless sender is willing to follow answer with personal visit. Triflers need not apply."
That's crazy.
That is dope. Triflers need not apply.
She's putting out personal ads asking rich men to come visit her.
It's crazy.
That's hot.
And according to her mail carrier, Belle sometimes received as many as 8 letters a day from suitors.
Oh my God.
There were different men showing up every week and they all brought cash.
Damn.
Side note, she wore corsets and had a 48-inch bust
and
54-inch hips.
Jesus.
She was a large woman, and curvy women were more desirable back then, too.
6 feet tall, 200 pounds, 48-inch bust, and 54-inch hips.
Yeah, that was, like, desirable back then.
She's like an Amazon woman.
She's amazing. This is from legendsofamerica.com. It says, "At her farm, when a victim arrived, she made him comfortable, charming him and cooking a large meal. She then drugged his coffee, and when the man was in a stupor, she'd split his head with a meat chopper.
Jesus.
At other times, she would simply wait for the suitor to go to bed and then entered the bedroom by candlelight and chloroformed her sleeping victim.
Oh my God.
She would then carry the body to the basement, where she would chop off the limbs and head and then bury them in the hog pen outside. At other times, she dumped the corpse into a hot scalding vat and then covered the remains with quicklime, which helps the bodies decay faster and not to smell. And if she was overly tired, she would chop up the remains and feed them to the hogs." She was like a large, very strong woman, so she could
do this on her own.
Do this on her own.
Jesus.
It's crazy.
The Chicago Inter-Ocean reported, "The bones had been crushed on the ends as though they had been struck with hammers after they were dismembered."
Jesus.
There's like an anger element to this as well.
Yeah.
From a Mental Floss article, "Body after body after body was found in shallow, trash-covered graves, some under the pig pen, others near a lake, a few by the outhouse. Each body was butchered into 6 parts. The leg chopped at the knee, the arms hacked at the shoulder, and the head decapitated. Most of the remains could not be identified."
Good golly.
So this is all, she was putting out these personal ads, and then rich men would come with cash
to her farm.
She would
take their money.
She would take their money and then feed them to the hogs.
That's insane.
I love it. Maria, do you like it?
It's pretty badass.
I don't like it, no.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think it's interesting.
You're doing that so that the viewers don't leave us bad reviews.
No, I don't, I wouldn't want to be around, but I'll read about it, sure.
Right. You wouldn't want to be your friend.
No, and I don't think she...
You don't think she's like the fun friend at brunch being like, "I murdered like 5 guys last night."
No.
She's a total Samantha.
She's a real Samantha. God.
"I murdered 5 guys last night."
Interesting side note, there is a real difference between male and female serial killers. Women make up only 15% of serial killers.
Yeah.
Men primarily kill for sexual gratitude.
Women Kill for Money and Power.
Yeah.
ScienceDaily.com, Marissa Harrison writes, psychology may help explain why male and female serial killers differ. Male and female serial killers tend to choose their victims and commit their crimes in different ways, which may be due to thousands of years of psychological evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Male serial killers tend to hunt their victims, who are often strangers to them. Historically, men hunted animals as prey, therefore men would benefit from having multiple mates. Female serial killers tend to gather their mm-hmm. victims, targeting people around them who they may already know, often for financial gain. Historically, women were the gatherers of resources for food, like grains and plants. Women would benefit from long-term, stable partners with resources to support them and their children. Another theory is that women pursue security because they have limited reproduction potential, a limited number of eggs. Men have unlimited reproduction potential, tons of sperm to waste.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Do you want to go for Ray?
Sure. So Ray Lamphere. In July 1907, Bell hired 37-year-old Ray Lamphere to be her new farmhand.
Mm.
She gave him a room in her house, and the relationship turned into a friends with benefits thing. So they were not in a relationship, but they were fucking
every
night.
She's so forward-thinking.
So Ray was too poor to ever be considered a potential suitor.
Mm.
And he resented all the men coming in trying to woo Belle. He was deeply in love with Belle. And
wow.
She had all these men coming in and out.
Yeah.
And he was just like living there. One of the men she had that came over is a guy named Andrew Helgelian.
Sure.
While Belle was sleeping with men, she was writing letters to a wheat farmer in South Dakota.
Hmm.
Over 16 months, she sent about 80 letters. She begged him to come to her farm because he was super rich.
Oh.
One of her letters said, "To the dearest friend in the world, no woman in the world is happier than I am. I know that you are now to come to me and be my own.
Whoa.
I can tell from your letters that you are the man I want. It does not take one long to tell when to like a person. And you I like better than anyone in the world, I know. Think how we will enjoy each other's company. You, the sweetest man in the whole world, we will be all alone with each other. Can you conceive of anything nicer? No, I can't. I think of you constantly. When I hear your name mentioned, and this is when one of the dear children speaks of you, or I hear myself humming it with the words of an old love song, it is beautiful music to my ears. My heart beats in wild rapture for you, my Andrew. I love you. Come prepared to stay forever."
I have a web crawler's challenge.
Uh-oh.
We'll post this little snippet on our Instagram and our Twitter, and I dare our listeners to text this to someone they're dating or hooking up with, or say this to someone on Tinder or a dating app, and then screenshot it and send it back to us.
You can also interchange out Andrew for their name.
Yeah, change Andrew for their name. And if you do that, we will give you a shout out on the next episode.
Yes.
I dare you. That's the web crawler's challenge for the week.
That's an amazing letter.
That is pretty good.
People are crazy back in the early 1900s. Well,
writing letters is crazy.
Yeah. So he finally came, and Ray was very jealous and not happy.
Of course.
So Belle kicked him out of the house and into the barn.
Mm. But soon after Andrew arrived, Belle killed him. Andrew's brother hadn't heard from him in a while, and he wrote a letter to Belle. She responded that he had left the farm, and she hadn't heard from him. Andrew's brother was not buying it. Then there was a fire. In 1908, Belle's farmhouse burnt to the ground. They discovered four skeletons in the ruins. Three were identified as her foster children. However, the fourth, believed to be Belle Guinness, was inexplicably missing its skull. After the fire, her victims were unearthed from their shallow graves around the farm. The remains of more than 40 men and children were exhumed. Although the coroner said the headless body was much too short to be Belle's, the skeleton was 5'3", Belle was 6 foot tall. The stomach contents were examined and contained strychnine, Belle's poison of choice.
What a coincidence.
What a coinky dink. So that means Belle is
MIA.
Mm-hmm.
With a fire, barn on fire, everything burned down, dead bodies there. Where's Bell? Aftermath, Ray Lamphere, a former farmhand of Bell's, was arrested for setting the fire. When Bell kicked him off the farm, she also made sure to spread rumors around the town that he was mentally insane and threatening her. So the police assumed it was Ray who set the fire out of jealousy and hatred. Ray was found guilty of arson, but not of murder. He died in prison, but before he did, he revealed some things about Bell Guinness. He said she burned her own house down, and the body that recovered was not hers. Bell had planned the whole thing and skipped town after withdrawing money from all her bank accounts. She was never tracked down, and her death has never been confirmed.
Dang. So perhaps she had been planning on doing this and purposely spread the rumors about Ray that he was crazy, knowing that she was about to burn down her farm and disappear.
100%.
Because at the trial, a witness testified that he saw Bell right before the fire with another woman.
Oh my God. If she was secretly a lesbian this whole time, she is a lesbian icon.
Oh my God. What if she was?
If she was a lesbian this whole time and was just killing men for their money and then at the end of this, burned down her house and ran off with another woman.
That would be amazing.
That would be incredible.
That would be crazy.
Oh, it's like the movie Carol, but good.
So Ray, he said he knew who the headless corpse was.
Mm.
He said that Bell had lured this woman from Chicago on the pretense of hiring her as a housekeeper only days before she decided to escape from LaPorte. So Bell had drugged the woman, then bashed in her head.
Oof.
Once dead, she decapitated the body, tied weights to the head, and disposed of it in the swamp.
Oh my God.
She then dragged the corpse to the basement, dressed it in her own clothing, removed her false teeth, Belle removed her own false teeth, and placed them beside the headless corpse to assure it would be identified as Belle.
Jesus Christ.
She also chloroformed her children, smothered them to death, and carried them to the basement. Then she then torched the small brick farmhouse and fled. This is according to Ray.
Yeah, she seems awesome.
Oh, Samantha.
No.
Stop making fun of me.
The former handyman also stated that Bell had become a very rich woman. Mm. His count, he said she had murdered 42 men and had taken amounts from them ranging from $1,000 to $32,000. By the time she disappeared, he estimated that she had accumulated more than $250,000 through her murder schemes, a huge fortune these days, which is about $6.7 million.
Oh my God. Where'd she go? Probably Bermuda or something, living the dream.
Yeah, she's in Bermuda.
So did she escape or did she perish in the fire? Reports popped up all the time that Bell was spotted around the country. She was supposedly spotted in Mississippi, where she owned another farm. Ray told his cellmate that she was definitely alive.
Yeah, he would talk to his cellmate and tell him, like, stories of, like, Bell and how she planned this whole thing and she's out there and I know where she is. And
she's a scam artist.
She's a scammer.
Yeah, so I think she planned all this from the start and...
Yeah, because she was a very smart woman when she was telling... She went to the police to tell them that Ray was, like, stalking her and threatening her. She tried to get him to be convicted of, like, being an insane stalker.
Yeah, she set him up.
She set him up because Andrew's brother, the guy who from South Dakota, he was getting very suspicious. And so he was, like, calling the police and was like, where's my brother? He was last seen at Bell's. And so I think she was like, oh, fuck, they're on to me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My one question was why they said female Bluebeard, and I wasn't sure who Bluebeard was. And then I just looked it up. And Bluebeard is a French folktale by Charles Perrault, not Poirot. And the plot is Bluebeard is a wealthy and powerful nobleman who has been married several times to beautiful women who have all mysteriously vanished.
Mm.
So it's the same idea where she's like a black widow.
Yeah.
And kills all of her husbands.
Yeah, like I think at first she started killing for revenge.
Right.
Because that guy attacked her, the miscarriage. And then it just kind of turned into, maybe she just got carried away and it just turned into, because something happened to her when she had that miscarriage. Like, something clicked in her and she turned into this, like, crazy murderous person.
I'm on Reddit right now.
Uh-oh.
And there's a thread. There's a whole thread saying, does anyone think Belle Gunness looks like Andy Samberg?
Wait, where's the picture of her?
There's pictures of her online. I personally do not see it.
She looks like someone. Who does she look like?
Damn. I think she's pretty.
Yeah.
She has big lips and like a... She looks like she's blonde. Like she looks... I would...
She killed kids though?
Yeah, she did. Okay, she did. That part's not tight.
But I mean, just the fact of like it may have started as revenge, but then, you know, for her whole thing to be that because her unborn child was killed and then she starts
killing children maybe because, I don't know, couldn't have them? Or no, she did have children though.
She did?
Yeah, she had children and then she poisoned them.
Children with her first husband. And then she,
Or maybe they were fostered.
They were fostered or adopted.
And if you're interested in knowing more about her, there is a best-selling book about her by Harold Schechter called Hell's Princess, The Mystery of Belle Gunness, Butcher of Men. Yeah, so if you want to get into that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Our second serial killer is also known as a Lady Bluebeard, and her name is Nanny Doss. Nanny, because she's super old. She killed 11 people between 1920 and 1954 and has been named the Giggling Granny because she couldn't talk about her murders without hysterically laughing. Essentially, she's the female Joker. At age 7, and this is maybe her origin story. At age 7, while her family was taking a train to visit her family or relatives in Alabama, Nanny hit her head on a metal bar on the seat in front of her when the train came to a sudden stop. So for years after that, she got severe headaches, blackouts, and depression. So later, she ended up blaming her mental instability on that inciting incident.
Okay.
I get it.
Right.
Her home life growing up was not great. Her dad refused to allow her and her other siblings to do anything to enhance their appearance. They couldn't wear dresses or makeup. They couldn't be friends with boys. They like weren't allowed to date or go out of the house or anything like that. It was not until she got her first job in 1921 that she like met a boy.
That's crazy.
When other kids were attending school, she was working in a linen factory, which also attributes to the fact that she didn't have a high IQ.
Right.
She didn't have any schooling.
Yep.
Spending her spare time with her favorite pastime, reading romance magazines, especially the Lonely Hearts Club section. And she became obsessed with the idea of fantasy and romance.
Okay. So while working at the factory, she met Charlie Braggs, who's a coworker who took care of his unmarried mother. So they began dating, and within 5 months, they were married. She moved in with him and his mother, and her mother-in-law turned out to be extremely controlling and manipulative. Classic.
Yeah.
So she started drinking, and her casual smoking habit became a heavy addiction. The marriage was unhappy. They each thought each other was cheating on them.
No good.
So, but they had their first child in 1923, followed by three more over the next 3 years. So she was just constantly pregnant. So her life became just her raising her children.
That makes you crazy, too. Your hormones just constantly being pregnant and having babies.
And taking care of her demanding mother-in-law, putting up with Charlie, who was a drunk. He was abusive. So she began drinking and going out to bars to meet other men, was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
So basically their marriage was doomed.
In 1927, soon after the birth of their fourth child, the Braggs' two middle children died. From what the doctor said was food poisoning. Suspecting that Doss had poisoned them, Braggs, her husband, took off with their oldest child, Melvina, but left the newborn, Florine, and her mother behind. Side note, they're horrible at naming kids.
Melvina.
And Florine.
Florine and Melvina.
Anyways, not long after he left, his mother died. Doss remained in the Braggs' home until a year later when Charlie returned with Melvina and a new girlfriend.
Oh, no.
The two divorced. Doss left with her two daughters and moved back to her parents' home. Charlie Braggs became the only husband that Nanny didn't poison to death.
Wow, he got out.
Nearly escaped.
Okay, so now living and working in Anniston, she soothed her loneliness by reading True Romance and other such reading matter. She also resumed poring over the Lonely Hearts column and wrote to men advertising there.
Just like
Belle. A particular advertisement that interested her was that of Robert Harrelson. He was a 23-year-old factory worker from Jacksonville. He would send her romantic poetry, and she would send him a cake.
How do you send someone a cake?
In a box.
Cool.
How do you...
Oh, my God, so much cake talk.
Oh, if it's, like, fruitcake.
Oh, yeah, it's probably a fruitcake.
Like, there's probably no frosting.
Yeah, it's like a Bundt cake.
Yeah.
That's what you do
in
the 50s. Yeah,
like a boring cake.
It's a fruitcake. Okay.
They met and married in 1929 when she was 24, 2 years after her divorce from her first husband, Charlie. They lived together in Jacksonville with Doss's two surviving daughters. After a few months, she discovered that this guy was also an alcoholic and had a criminal record for assault.
Bad taste.
Yeah. So despite this, the marriage lasted 16 years until she killed him using rat poison.
He also has bad taste in women because he married a murderer.
Yeah.
Melvina's children. So Melvina, Doss's daughter, had two children. So Doss was also a grandmother.
A giggling granny.
A giggling granny. And when Doss was in charge of watching them one night, one died of poisoning and another died, this is the baby, of a clothespin being mysteriously lodged into its skull.
How do you lodge a clothespin in
She, like, stabbed it with a clothespin.
Jeez.
But the doctor somehow just was
coincidence.
Yeah, this is just an accident.
Oh, God. Doctors back then are stupid.
Crazy. Then she moves on to a third marriage because she killed her second husband with rat poison after 16 years. Now she's killed two husbands, grandkids, her own kids. Now there's a third marriage. He was Arlie Lanning, and she married him after meeting him from another Lonely Hearts Club column. Lanning was also an alcoholic and a womanizer.
Is it her attracting these men?
Well, yeah, I'm sure she picks guys who aren't great.
Yeah.
Maybe then she doesn't feel bad about murdering them.
Oh, maybe.
Also, maybe she thinks that then it could be like self-defense or something.
Right. That's good. Oh, that's good.
You know how
that's
I
a good
think.
Point. Yeah. Always thinking ahead.
This husband died of quote unquote heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
But then also their house burned to the ground.
Maybe she was reading about Belle Gunness because this happened after.
I wonder if she had a library card and we could see what books she's checked out.
Do they keep records of books checked out in like the 40s?
I don't know.
We're going to have
to
see.
You don't know Maria?
You don't know Maria?
I'll look it up.
Yeah, look into it, please. And then she has a fourth husband.
Okay, so she joined the Diamond Circle Club.
I don't know what that is.
Looking for another husband.
What if it's like for swingers? Oh, I'm on the Facebook group for it. It looks like some sort of old
people's club.
Yeah, what
it's like it? A Rotary club.
Oh, yeah.
Union Township.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, she's active in the community. That's good.
Yeah, so she joined this club looking for another husband. She met Richard L. Morton of Emporia, Kansas. And guess what happened to him?
What happened?
She poisoned him and his mother.
Ooh, twofer.
Then she married another guy.
Okay.
Samuel Doss of Tulsa, Oklahoma in June 1953. He was a very clean-cut, church-going man.
Different.
Yeah, he disapproved of the romance novels and stories that she liked. But in September, Samuel was admitted to the hospital with flu-like symptoms.
Uh-oh.
The hospital diagnosed a severe digestive tract infection, but he was treated and released on October 5th. So Nanny killed him that evening.
Oh, my God.
In her rush to collect the two life insurance policies she had taken out on him.
Exactly
so
like
Belle. So it was, she tried to kill him. Apparently, she probably didn't give him enough poison.
Didn't work as soon as he got home.
Yeah. So the sudden death alerted his doctor, who ordered an autopsy. And the autopsy revealed a huge amount of arsenic in his system. And Nanny was actually arrested, finally.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So to summarize, she's basically killed everyone she's ever married. And all of her kids and grandkids.
Yes.
So she often joked about her dead husbands and the methods she used to kill them, such as sweet potato pie that she laced with arsenic.
That's such a grandma thing to do.
So granny-like. Doss confessed to killing four of her husbands, her mother, her sister, her grandson, and her mother-in-law, and she got life in prison. And it said that they didn't give her the death penalty because she was a woman.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird?
Okay.
Throughout her various confessions and the years in jail, Nanny insisted that money played no significant role in her crimes. Despite various insurance payments, her murders were actually motivated by marital boredom.
Damn.
A dream of discovering the ideal husband as described in her favorite true romance magazines. That's about it, Nanny told her interrogators. I was searching for the perfect mate, the real romance of life.
Wow.
That's so horny.
Well, but why would she keep getting married?
Because she was searching for the perfect
She's
man.
She's perfect for the perfect man. And then when it wasn't him, she was just like, I gotta kill him.
I gotta
I'm
get
so
rid of
angry.
Him.
That doesn't add up.
That's up to me.
Adds up to me.
Yeah. Really?
Well, she was searching for this like ideal husband who does not exist.
Right.
And so in her mind, she's like, well, this guy will do. Maybe he's perfect. Maybe he's the one. And then she would get so angry that they weren't the one. And she
but
had that weird head injury.
Why marry them so quickly? Why not see that they're not the
well,
one?
She was probably
she's
in love.
She's romantic.
Yeah.
She's obviously mentally unstable.
Haven't you ever been in love, Maria?
Yeah, Maria. Jeez,
ever in your life?
Where's your spirit of whimsy?
She was, you know, she in lust with all these men, and then she gets married and then quickly realizes, oh, fuck.
This ain't it.
And how did they not know her past? Of like, oh, what happened to your ex-husband?
There's no internet.
There's no internet.
There's no records of these.
There must be newspaper articles.
I don't think they're going to the
She's
library
moving to different
and looking
cities.
Up the newspaper.
Yeah.
God, back then it was like crazy you can do what you could get away
as
with.
As a Wild West.
You can do anything you want. You can do
anything. Nobody would know anything.
Yeah, now with Instagram and Facebook, it's a whole TikTok.
Just
TikTok.
Think of like how, like I wouldn't because I'm very guilty, a guilty person, or I hate the feeling of guilt. But like before there were security cameras, just like stealing.
It's you could well, do yeah, so
you
much.
You could do anything
at
you wanted
night,
to.
Just like going and breaking in somewhere and stealing. But before there was cameras like that,
yeah.
What was everyone? It's so easy.
You have to rely on the goodness of strangers to catch the bad guys.
Yeah,
that's why they had bounty hunters.
What do you mean?
That's why they could never. They didn't put any of these crimes together. Because they didn't have any paperwork to, like, they didn't have the internet. They couldn't just, like,
there's
call
no
up another.
Trail.
Yeah, that's why Ted Bundy got away with all his murders, because the police stations, different states, were not communicating.
Yeah.
So they weren't putting any of these crimes together.
Well, I just think what she did was wrong.
Sure, it was wrong.
But it felt so right.
I know. That's, that's what she kept saying.
Anywho, she died in jail. 1965, unfortunately, of cancer.
The Giggly Granny.
Yeah, so RIP Giggly Granny. Two female Bluebeards.
Damn, very similar.
Very similar Lonely Hearts killers.
Yeah, that's odd.
Just trying to find just romance to in find this wild world out here.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm reading this article. Sorry. It's called Bluebeard's Brides, The Dream of the Blue Chamber.
What's the Blue Chamber?
This is an essay. This is an essay from 1989 where Marina Warner analyzes the themes of the color blue and forbidden knowledge in the Bluebeard tale. So this is just about, this is about them. It was just.
Oh, this is some just like film, like.
Or like.
Lit student being.
Being all
real
smart.
Lit student. Yeah.
Showing her smarts off.
We don't have time for that around here. Melissa.
Yes.
If people want to find us online, where can they do so?
Well, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at WebCrawlersPod. We're on Facebook. We're on Reddit. You can leave us comments on iTunes. You can review us. You can write anything you want in there. If you have a murder to confess to, write it in the comments.
As long as you give us 5 stars, you can literally write
anything
in the comments. Anything you want.
Anything. Confess to anything.
Confess your deepest sins. We're like priests.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Maria is.
I am in my robe.
You're in your robe.
You guys, it's the most comfy robe. It's gray and it's all squishy.
Mm.
Wow.
Cute. Maria can secrete all she wants in it.
Ew. No.
Thank you for listening and have a good day. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stetton.
And I'm Maria.
Bye.
Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.